Robinhood Radio presents The Shape of Things with Matthew White from the Hillsdale General Store.
Some animals have shapes unlike any other. Giraffes, for example. Now that's a silhouette that's not easy to mistake. The opposite of a giraffe in the shape department is the dachshund. I have a dachshund, and his name is Holden, as in Caulfield. His low-slung, long, trim form with deep chest, pointed muzzle, and soft ears defines wiener dog. When he stretches, he assumes the perfect downward dog pose. When asked to sit, he lowers his rump about an inch. You have to watch close, or you'll miss it. When he snuggles in my lap, he curls into a perfect donut. He was born in California, but now lives in New York, so he gets around. In fact, he's been to Italy 3 times. His aerodynamic body brings smiles on both sides of the ocean. He trots along on tiny legs with a cheerful bounce, ears rakishly flopping as he goes. He takes in and reflects the joy he brings to his fellow pedestrians. On one of his trips to Italy, he visited Florence. I carried him in a handsome bag so that dining in restaurants would be elegant and discreet. He was the perfect gentleman. One afternoon, we were meeting friends at the Accademia, which houses Michelangelo's David. A friend of ours, a Contessa, was going to meet us there. Because I had seen the David before, I was planning to wait outside with Holden while the others viewed the treasures inside. When we gathered, the Contessa said, "I should just put him in his bag and come on in." So I did. We walked past the no smoking, no bombs, and no dog signs, purchased our tickets, and then entered the gallery. There, towering amid the teeming tourists, stood the David. One might say he also has a rather identifiable form. With Holden quietly tucked in the bag under my arm, we enjoyed the view, but after a while, I started to notice that the guards, all female, had spotted me and my bag. They circled and approached, then asked what was inside. I sheepishly said, "Un cane." As I unzipped the bag, Holden's handsome head popped right out, his bright green eyes shining in David's glorious light. The guards, all in unison, proceeded to melt. "Cagnolino," they cooed. They said this with such enthusiasm that all eyes who were taking in the perfect form of one of Western art's most acclaimed masterpieces turned their attention to another well-proportioned male, Holden. I suspect it's a rare day when the David is upstaged, but if ever there were a form of sleek athleticism, perfect classical proportions, and undeniable charm to still David's thunder, it would have to be a dachshund.
Matthew White is an author, designer, and proprietor of the Hillsdale General Store.